And the end of this week's parasha, Parashat Chayesoro, we have the pasuk Beitzi Yitzchak Asuach Basade. The Gemara learns from here the Yitzchak established the davening of Mincha. Now, in the davening of Mincha, we have the question is, what is the time, the proper time to daven Mincha? The focus today more on the end of davening Mincha. We spoke a few years ago about the beginning of the Zman Mincha, but what's the end of davening Mincha? The Gemara brings us a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. One of the reasons why we daven Mincha, Gemara says, we daven the three tefillos that we have, either tefillos avos tikkun, we go between based on the avos, or tefillos connected to him tikkun, we go based on the tamid. So tamid shel ben arba'in, the tamid that you have in the afternoon. Until when did they bring that tamid? Rabbanan say they brought the tamid until the end of the day. And Rabbi Yehuda says you brought the tamid until what we call plaga mincha. That's what they brought the tamid. So there's really a question machlekes between Rabbanan and Yehuda on when does korban tamid of the afternoon end. Rabbanan holds shkia, Rabbi Yehuda holds plaga mincha. So therefore, because they had the machlekes, you may have machlekes until when can you daven mincha? When is the proper to daven mincha? Until the end of the day or until plaga mincha? The Gemara, when the one wants to bring a raya, and Rabbi Yehuda for Rabbi Yehuda, one of the rayas that Gemara brings is the fact Rav Tzali, they have Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Rav daven Ma'ariv early once on Erev Shabbos. So Gemara says, you see from here, that what? If Rav is davening Ma'ariv early, that means the Mincha ended and the time of Ma'ariv came. Because if the time of Mincha goes till the end of the day, how can you daven Ma'ariv before the night? That's what the Gemara says. So the Rishonim learn from this Gemara. What is the Gemara telling us? That these times, the Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, cannot be combined. They are exclusive. You have Shachris in the morning, Mincha is in the afternoon, Ma'ariv is at night. Ma'ariv comes once Zman HaMincha ends. When does Zman HaMincha end? Well, if you hold like Rabbanon, the time of Mincha goes till Shkia. If you hold like a Yehuda, the time of Mincha is until Plaga Mincha. So when can I daven Ma'ariv? Well, even according to Rabbanon, I can daven Ma'ariv only after it says Shkia, it says Kachara, until only when the night starts. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, could start davening Ma'ariv plaga Mincha. It's totally zeh b'zeh. When Mincha ends, Ma'ariv starts. Earlier Mincha ends, earlier Ma'ariv starts. Later Mincha ends, later Ma'ariv starts. So you should point out, according to that the one cannot daven Mincha and Ma'ariv after plag before Shkia. Why? Because after plag is either the time of Mincha and not the time of Ma'ariv, according to Rabbanon. Or it's the time of Ma'ariv, and not the time of Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. You can't have both. What do we paskel at? Like, the Gemara, when Gemara brings the whole machlokes, Gemara says, Hashtad lo itmar halichas aloi kemar veloi kemar. Because there's no halacha, clearly halacha, like Rabbanon, like Rabbi Yehuda. Da'ovid kemar ovid, or da'ovid kemar ovid. You could do like Rabbi Yehuda, you could do like Rabbanon. So we can do it like we do with Rabbanon. As the Rishonim point out, you have a problem over here of Tati Desastre. I mean, what is exactly Mincha Ma'ariv? You can do it like either or. So what does that mean? Ma'ase, instead of Kirin Ma'ase, for us, how do we, when we put it together, Mincha Ma'ariv, how exactly do we do it? So, some Rishonim hold the Rosh and the Rabbi Yoina, and that's how we pass on Shulchan Aruch. Is that the Ovid is you need to choose what is your davening. Is your davening Mincha? Is your davening, if you hold like a Yehuda, or you like Rabbanon? Do you hold Mincha goes until Plag, or you hold Mincha goes until Shkia? You can't do both. You have to choose who you hold like. You have to choose once in your life, and once you choose, that's your halacha. Either you paskin like Rabbanon, and then you can't daven Maya until after Shkia. Or you're paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, you could have a Ma'ariv early, but you have to have a Mincha early. You have to start having a Mincha earlier. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings out halacha, he says, Pasikra da'ovid kamar ovid, da'ovid kamar ovid, you can do like either one. Tehu she'aseh le'oilom kichad minayim. Always do like one of them. She'im oiz sekir abodit ba'am mincha ad alaylo, she'im yochet pa'al ha'aribis v'lagam mincha ma'al. You can't do ha'aribis. Nimo sekir abodit ba'al ha'aribis v'lagam mincha ma'al. If you do mincha, if you do a Mayav after Plag, so the Shurah says like this, we're showing you have to choose. You could choose who you pass kind of halacha like. We have to go, we have to be consistent. That's the shita of the Rosh. The Meiri says that no, a person can, because we don't know what halacha is, it means a person can choose every day to do something else. Why? Because it's a suffix. It's a sfeika derabanan. So what do you do when you have a suffix derabanan? Yeah, it's like, it brings an example for Shnei Shvilim, right? For Shnei Shvilim, a person goes in two different ways. One is Tomei, one is Tar. If he goes one day in one day in the other, you always be tired. It's a suffix. So suffix, you always can go based on you go to Kula. So if you one day want to do Mincha after Plag, and the next day you want to do Mayri before Shkia, you can do it. As long as it's not the same exact day. You can't have in the same exact day doing Mincha after Plag and Mayri before Shkia. Because doing Mincha after Plag, you mean you're all that day, you're going like Rabbanon, then Mincha goes till the evening. And if you're doing Mayri before Shkia, you're going like a Bidah. You can't do a Bidah Rabbanon together. That's like Shnei Shvilim, you come, if there's two people on two different ways, they come on one time to Beis Din.
We're starting with Ma'ariv at the beginning of the day, so we're doing Ma'ariv Shachar Mincha, and then Mincha Ma'ariv after Mincha. Don't we usually start the day at night? So why?
It means that this moment, even though usually going Beis Din a day, but here we're talking about what do you consider the plague that you are right now? Is the plague already, we ready to start the night, or it's the end of the previous day?
You can't have Mincha after Shia, after plague, and then say I'm going to have
Ma'ariv because they mean you basically present it the day did not end until the end of the day. But if it's two different days, you could what?
Switch up plaque also,
right? Yeah. So you can switch your plaque. The Kilis Yankiv, the stipler, in the Simon Al, the first Simon in Brochus, he brings his Machlekes and he explains. The Machlekes between the Meir and the Rabin Yorin and the Rosh is the Rosh holds when he said David Kabar Ovid, wasn't there, we don't know what to do, so it's a suffix. Means you can pass it like one way. Either you pass it like this or you pass it like this. But you have to choose one way forever. The Meir holds that no, you have to. You can we go like both the whole time. You can't just contradict yourself, but you could go like both the whole time. The Shacharon himself, when he brings the halacha, he says you have to choose one way. But v'im b'di'evit pelfias aris plagam michamala yotza u'shas satchag chod pelfias aris plagam michamala. You could be shas satchag, even though usually daven mincha until shkia. Sometimes you could change. That's really based on this meiri. Comes to mishtabur right away and says you could change sometimes b'di'evit. But not on the same day. Meaning this Di'evit is the Meiri. Chatchila, we try to do that, it's not the same day, that you choose one way and that's how you go the whole time, so Shulchan Aruch says. Then comes the second Shita, it's the Shita of the Meiri that says that you can mix and choose, but you can't do it on the same day. So that's what Shulchan Aruch says, but Di'evit, you can change your Minuk, so the Mishnah Berurah, but not on the same day. And then comes the third Shita. And the third Shita is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Tam says that even in the same day, you could do Mincha after Plaque and Mayri before Shkia. Even the same day. So Toysis right away, the first Toysis in Brachas. Everybody's going to learn Daf Yomi, just in less than 2 months. You go with the first Toysis in Brachas. He brings Rabbeinu Tam. And then Tam says that you could do Mincha after Mayri before. And it says, Toysis, I don't understand. Kolon Kasha, the advocate, Trey, Kulit, the Sacha, and Adati. That's the two theories. Why do we do plug after plug? Because we're all like a Buddha. So how do you say that starts Ivy? So how can you do Ivy the same day? That's what the question of the Tosis on Rabbeinu Tam is. And then we bring the different Shita, Tosis. The Rosh says, the Rosh over here, when he brings the Rabbeinu Tam, says, maybe what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that you could be Makel. Why could you be Makel? Could be Makel because Tefillos, we go Tefillos Lakula. Tefillah the din the Rabbanon, the curse of the field that we have, so we make it on tefillahs. So even though you're contradicting yourself, you can make it. Comes the Bishayisiv and says, when he brings this Rosh, and he adds another, which really the Rosh also quotes, says also we have another reason why we make it. Why? Because when we have Mincha Mayav and Shul, Davin Mincha, if you have to, everybody has to go back home and then come back from Mayav, nobody's going to come back, so we make it. So according to what we're learning right now, it's not just stop that we make it. We have a Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that says that there's a reason to make Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Well, you could do it in the same day. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold it. So why? That's why when you have a Doichak, you allow it. Mishmur Yitzel Sevet, he says, Tumshu also brings this idea that we make because of that, but it's not, it's only with the Erech Shasat Chagadah. And Shabur says it's better for a person to daven really be a chidis than to daven Mincha Maariv at the same time. Even though Bishayah says that was the minute we used to have to have a Mincha Maariv, even though it's a Tarki Desas, right? Because the Rabbeinu Tam to be Shem Yechon. Now, in this Rabbeinu Tam, it says you can do both at the same time. So the Rosh says it's only because it's a tefillah. Tefillah is a kula. So he says. Where the Pre-Yeshua says, no, the Pshat Rabbeinu Tam is not only because tefillah is a kula. That's all it is. The basis of the question of Tosis and all that we're showing is based on the fact that wherever Mincha ends, Maariv starts. And you can't, if not, you can't have Mincha and Maariv at the same time. Why is that based on the Pre-Yeshua? Because the Gemara we mentioned before, the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya that we apostle like Abudo, because the Rav used to daven Maariv early. So you see, when you daven Maariv early, you can't have Mincha late, because it's another disaster. Says the Pre-Yeshua, that was only the Havi of the Gemara. But when Tam learns the Maskana of the Gemara, there's no problem to have, you don't have to divide them in such a way. You could have the same time for Mincha and Maariv. And the Pre-Yeshua adds, what's the reason that we have, what's when we say that we do Keneged, Keneged Korbanos? So we say we have Shachris Keneged Tomei Shachar. Minchas Keneged Tomei Shabbein Arabai. What is Maariv Keneged? The Gemara says, Keneged the Voru Brodim that you put on the Mizbeach. The Voru Brodim is the Pre-Yeshua, you don't have to do Davka in the night. You can do it early in the night. You can do it even before. So it says the Pre-Yeshua, I mean, mainly, that's the pshat, so it comes to be really, in other words, you could have Tomei Shabbein Arabayim, the time of Tomei Shabbein Arabayim, could be in the afternoon, and you still can have Pradim also in the afternoon. You can have both at the same time. So it says in Yeshua, the Maskana of the Gemara, Kuntur bin Utam, the Gemara concludes that you don't have to divide and put the Mincha in one time at the same time. You can have Mincha at the same time. In other words, Rabbi Utam holds Lechatchila, that you have no problem tied to the Sadr, because that could be a contradiction. It's not the Mincha defines afternoon and Maariv defines night, like the other Rishonim learn. Maariv is the tefillah of the evening, Mincha is the tefillah of afternoon, and they can be at the same time.
Technically speaking, you've done Maariv before Mincha.
Oh, so that's a question. There's a whole discussion. According to that, can it be done Maariv before Mincha? Okay, so that comes out. It's going to be very strange you can say that. But in theory, maybe any Chalam, that could come into play.
Because nothing to do with
each other. It's not coming one for each other. Maybe it comes one for each other, but at the same time, you can argue on that. What? Shachar Mincha for sure. Shachar Mincha is for sure. They're two different things. So you mail it says over time, you can do it at that same time.
Maariv is not
the night. Oh, so I could do it with that, no? Oh, so that's the Shiloh. Again, if you're saying the Mincha Maariv define the time, so then you're right. But according to the Mincha Maariv don't define the time. Mincha is an afternoon thing, Maariv is an evening thing, but it's not defining the time.
But they didn't burn the egg before they brought the time.
Because technically you didn't have it, but it's not the time. You're right. So okay, so that's what you can argue back. So you can't have a Maariv before Mincha because Lais of Maariv comes after Mincha. But even though it's not, it doesn't define the time. Right? It doesn't define the time. It means not time of the year. You just can't do it before. So you may look comes up with something very interesting with that. According to that, when we have the Mincha Maariv together, if we're saying, you know, you have your tefillahs, which are, like the Rosh himself says, the tefillahs, they're upon you were maker. So until now, without the Pnei Yeshua, you understand the Pnei Tam is a very difficult cheetah. It's a question. How did the sunset? How does it work? We don't know really. We're making it. We don't understand really what's going on. According to Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Tam is not just a kula. That's the chatchila, Rabbi Tam says. So the same, in other words, we're maker of the tefillah. So he's like, the chatchila, you want to do the best thing, is you want to have no contradictions ever. But according to you already bring that you're going with Shita Samiri, that if even you could contradict yourself from day to day, b'di'evet. So in the time you can add to that b'di'evet you can be makel even at the same time. That maybe gives a clue how you know in some place they do it, even though it's not obvious what the Mishnah tells us to do. But that's what you maybe you say mechon. Just to point out, according to this, one more thing comes out clearly. I was thinking of going to this, we don't have time. But according to this, one thing comes out. The Torah asks a question. The Gemara tells us that Yaakov, Yitzchok was the Taket Tefillas Mincha of this week's Parsha. Yaakov, the Taket Tefillas Arvis. Where we have it, Parsha's Vayetze. Says, Toys says, but when did Yaakov daven Maariv? He daven Maariv, Toys says, before the night. Why? Because it says that right after he daven, Hashem brought down the sun, Hashem caused the sun to set, in order for him to go to sleep there. So Yaakov davened the davening before the night. No, it says that in Mayav. That from there you learn Mayav. That's the Mokka Mokka of Mayav. The Yitka Mokka of Yalashan. So Tosa says, that's what he brings that. No, but for that's where you learn it from. Fayivka b'moka v'yolun sham. From here you learn that man. So says Toises, what do you see from here? Says Toises, you see from here that we're passing like a beauty. You get down before the night. But according to Rabbi Yehudah, it comes out of Rabbi Gishmak. If according to Rabbi Yehudah, a little bit of Rabbi Yeshua. Because the pshat is, you could have been married early. Married doesn't mean that you pass like a beauty. It could be the mincha could go till shkia, and still you could have been married early. It's not how to decide straight. According to that, this answer, the question on Yaakov will be understood. That's what it is. There is a question. That's the other topic I wanted to get into, which we didn't have time to get into today. The Torah brings already the question. The Gemara tells us in Yuma that Avraham Avinu davened mincha too. It says, we know the time of mincha, the beginning of time of mincha, from Avraham Avinu. Did Avraham do mincha or Yitzchak did mincha? That's what Torah asks. So Torah says really stays. Torah says that says you know, one answer Torah says over here is that Avraham stood down in mincha only after Yitzchak established it. But the Mahalach I wanted to say, which is negates a little bit here, which is say the line. I'm not going to go into all the how it builds up. Is that we have two dinim in tefillah. You have tefillah of tikkun, and you have tefillah kelegit tamei tikkun. So I wanted to say is that Avraham down in mincha midin kelegit tamei tikkun. Like, you know, like he did all the mitzvahs in the Torah. He did the mitzvah, they'll come later. But Yitzchak established the Ovis Tikrim. So different than Mincha. But it's not the topic of today, so to think about just what, how the Ovis did the other davening, to Shiloh really, did they have the other davenings or not?
Well,
can say there.